It's the 68th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
Whoa. Some of that went in my drink.
Did it?
It's okay.
Sorry.
Surprise. Ooh. That was loud.
You guys remember when we got these poppers for the 1 year live stream podcast? Yes.
I do.
Yeah. And the Rebecca and I were really sad that we ran out.
Mm-hmm.
It's now almost not really the 4th of July. And they're selling these again. So I bought a bunch. So now I have an arsenal of these poppers. That I will randomly scare you with. I taped it to the underside of this table.
Your mastermind genius over here.
Just so I can pop it.
Oh my god. Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I was like, where are you hiding this? And your little coochie cooch. Just pull them out. Hello. Surprise.
Whole arsenal of them.
Oh yes, a whole arsenal.
A whole arsenal under the table.
I see.
All right. It smells good. Anyways.
Smells like sulfur.
It does. Hi. Welcome.
Oh, yes.
Sorry. That was distracting, but...
Got a busy podcast this week, don't we?
Oh my god. So much drama this past week, guys. It was...
It all happened right after we finished filming.
Oh, yeah. It all happened on, like, Monday. Slash as we were filming last week's podcast. Yeah. So, it all happened a few days ago. But, I guess the first one I'll talk about, because I think it's the one I stared at the most, has to do with Arda. Arda sent out an email to all the people that are subscribed. And also, our lovely buddy Cynthia also sent this to me over at info@elitecosplay.com. So thank you for that, Cynthia. They sent, it just says, the title of the email is just Cosbox Announcement. They wrote, "Dear Arda fans, it has come to our attention that Cosbox, a costume subscription company, has been using our name as a partner and telling their customers that we would be providing free items to their accounts. Please be aware that this is not the case. That company has been instructed to remove our name from their website and cease and desist making promises of our product to its customers. Cosbox customers who are expecting our product should contact Cosbox for further action. Thank you." And they just wrote that. They sent out the email and then didn't say anything else, like on social media, or like they weren't like answering questions, and people on Twitter were like, "Ayo, Cosbox just got called out by Arda," and stuff like that. So, Cosbox on, they might have sent, I don't subscribe to Cosbox, so they might have sent it to people, but they said, "If you've signed up for the Arda newsletter, you have maybe received a confusing email earlier regarding Cosbox. We would like to take a moment to address this and let you all know that we have reached out to them about these unfounded allegations and hope for some clarification. We have not been contacted by them about this issue before, and we're just as concerned as you probably were. Thank you for your time, and if you have any questions, please feel free to email us." So, Kevin and I were like, because I told Kevin about this when I got the email. We were like, what was Cosbox saying or doing that Arda had to write that email?
Mm-hmm.
And it appeared as if Arda didn't even, like, talk about it to Cosbox. They just, like, got mad and wrote the email to everybody.
Well, it's probably because they were being spammed with questions. People were like, "Where's my Arda wig?" or whatever.
But I guess it had only been, like, one or two people.
Okay.
So, that had emailed Arda about the situation. So, I went to, like, Snoopy Snoop Town, and I found...
She's the mayor.
I'm the mayor.
Of that town.
Snoop Town. So, I found one person or group. I think it's, like, there might be a couple people that run this Facebook. But, It said it's really long, so I'll just try to condense it. They ordered so Cosbox's theme for February's monthly box was wigs. So anything in that box was related to wigs. You could upgrade that your box for a certain amount of money, and with that upgrade, you would get a free wig. And that's what it said. So these people ordered the Cosbox for February, and they upgraded with the free wig. It was May, the beginning of May, and they still hadn't gotten their box for February.
Wow.
Or their free wig or something. Their free wig. Oh. And, they were like, "Where's the wig? Like, we upgraded in February, blah, 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 blah." So, because Causebox wasn't really replying, or they were replying, but they were kind of giving them, like, roundabout answers, they just went straight to Arda. Now, why did they go to Arda? Because, like, it didn't, it just said free wig. They went to Arda because the picture, this is all my speculation, by the way, because the picture that Causebox uploaded for their February Wigs box has Arda's logo on it. And I'll describe how the picture is. So it just says February Wigs 101 featuring products from Arda and Got2Be, which is a styling gel. And then it says below it, it says upgrades available. Upgrades will receive one full wig with 10 colors, or 10 colors are available. That's all it said. It does not say it will be an Arda wig. It just says a wig. But because Arda's logo is on top of that, because Arda had a coupon in their box, they had given them a promotion code for Causebox's subscribers, people assumed Arda equals wigs. They're giving me a wig. It is Arda.
Right.
Even though Arda
only gave a coupon code.
It was just a coupon code. So then these people contacted Arda and they emailed and they said, hello, I've been wondering since it's now May, but Arda was affiliated with Causebox for their February subscription box because I was told I'd be getting Arda wig weft color samples and Got2Be gel from Arda with my box, and now it's May and none of it's in there. And they said, Causebox requested coupon codes from us, which we provided for one time only. We discovered they misled customers and told them they would be receiving items, which we did not and would not be providing, and used our name as an affiliate, which we were not. We instructed them to remove our name as we are not ever affiliates with that service and did not provide them with anything further.
Art is a small company, yes?
They're kind of big now.
Medium size.
Yeah, medium. They're pretty big in the cosplay world. Like, they sell a lot of wigs and other things now.
Okay. So they might jump the gun a little bit? Or...
I think they... Okay. Because that whole situation is so convoluted. It's so confusing. I think what happened was they got that email from this person that I just read to you.
Yeah.
That I was supposed to receive this. And they were like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
And then they make the public announcement.
You were not supposed to do that. But then they make a public announcement. Out of probably one or maybe two people.
I don't
know.
I think there's more.
You think there's more?
You wouldn't.
Because everybody was like, it was only one person.
No.
It was only one person.
If I was... Okay, so Arda, I think, is the size... You know, a medium-sized company. There's probably like 10, 15 people, 20 people that work there.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't... That would cause more problems than anything if you sent out that email, if it was just one person.
Yeah.
So... I would say, you know, maybe...
Do you think they tried to talk to Causebox? If that happened to you, like, if you were running a business, and so that was happening, and you're like, okay, there's someone's been told something that we are not doing,
right.
Wouldn't you be like, hey, man, what the fuck?
Here's the thing, though. I don't think that Causebox intentionally misled people. They were, you know, they... Maybe.
It was bad graphic
design.
Just why didn't they get their wigs till May?
Well, okay, so...
That's a whole separate issue
on top of it.
And so that's probably what fueled the...
Yeah,
that's what I can imagine. I mean, yeah, I think it was good for Arda to head it off and be like, okay, you know, we get a few in. You know, it's not just one person. It's like maybe, you know, four or five.
Right.
And you're like, okay, we need to head this off before it gets worse.
Right.
So they head it off. And then...
It started a...
Well, I wouldn't say a shitstorm.
I was going to say a chain reaction. Like, them going back and forth and they blaming each other, basically, for a little while.
Right. But realistically, it all comes down to Causebox using the logo when they weren't supposed to.
Right. And then Arda sent out a second email yesterday.
Oh.
That said, as a clarification to our previous email regarding Causebox, we'd like to notify our customers that Causebox did have a wholesale agreement to purchase products from Arda Wigs, and Causebox did purchase wefts and other small accessories from us. We provided Causebox with a one-time coupon code for their January box, but Causebox and Arda Wigs were never partner companies, and there was never an agreement between us to supply free items. Our concern stemmed from inquiries we received from customers who believed they would receive Arda wigs in their boxes and never received them, and their subsequent disappointment and frustration with both Cosbox and Artowix by proxy. We have been in contact with Cosbox customer service and we have come to an understanding. Cosbox would like to invite any customers who are concerned over the contents of their box to email the customer service team, as they would greatly value their customers and would like to make sure everybody's satisfied with the product.
There you go. Perfect. That's exactly what I would have written if I were in artist situation.
Yes, it was very nicely worded. But the first email was kind of like, oh, you're in trouble. Like, that's how it felt. And that's how kind of people on Twitter were talking about. They're like, ooh, Cosbox, what'd you do? But yes, that picture makes it look like you are getting a wig from Arda.
If you upgrade it.
Because you know Arda is a wig company, and then it says free wig below the logo. So, don't put logos. I don't know. It's hard because you want people to get excited about your their subscription box by being associated with Arda, because people freak out about Arda.
Right.
But that's illegal, right?
Without the permission, yeah. Without Arda's permission, anyway.
Yeah.
To say, like, yeah. I mean, and if anything, it was just a code and maybe a
coupon code. Yeah.
So, like, they were just playing it up too much.
Yeah.
And I get it. They're small. You know, how many people work at Cosbox? Five?
Two?
Two?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think that many.
Yeah. So, they're really trying to get going, but I have my speculations.
About the box?
About Cosbox, yeah.
Oh. Uh-oh. Woo. We talked about it on this podcast before. I don't know if you were there.
I remember we talked about it right when they were starting.
When it came out, yeah. Because
we talked about a lot of...
Right.
Did they have Yaya
or somebody
things
promote it? Okay.
They have like more Northwest-y popular cosplayers that I've noticed. Yeah. So that was all last week, but it sounds like they worked it out and Arda was like, you need to stop, please.
Stop confusing people.
Yeah. It's so
get free Marc Jacobs in your box.
See, replace the Arda with like a designer for you,
Tom Ford,
and it's like Marc Jacobs free shoes, and you're like, oh,
damn,
whatever.
Bro.
I will upgrade this month.
I'm gonna upgrade.
Yeah.
Tom Ford.
I love Tom Ford.
What's the other girl's name that you like? That has the weird logo.
Oh,
that's like
Terry
a Celtic.
Birch.
Yeah.
Oh, Tori Birch.
Tori Birch.
Yeah, she's cool. I like her. She's blonde.
Yeah. Just like you.
That's why you like her.
Yeah. Because
she's blonde. Sorry, I'm downloading something. Okay.
That's all right.
So
we'll talk about designers.
There was this Facebook page. I don't know what they do because I think they're just a website. I'm not really sure. They're called Super Cosplay Cafe. And they made this post that I will read, and then a bunch of people yelled at them. 2016 will be Super Cosplay Cafe's last year at Anime St. Louis. It's been fun being a part of it since 2012, but the direction the convention has gone is not one that we're in favor of. Here at Super Cosplay Cafe, we believe that a cosplayer is a cosplayer, and ethnic background, personal life choices, and other aspects about the individual shouldn't cause segregation. Resources for LGBTQIA cosplayers, help for the Black community cosplay. If you're a cosplayer, then you are part of the cosplay community. Simple as that. We understand that their guest, Princess Mentality, focused on gender and racial issues with the intent to help, but this essentially causes more division. In addition to standing against segregation, we have also chosen to break away from ASTL due to an increase in adult themes. There were 8 panels for people 18 plus on the first day alone, which included erotic topics.
Okay.
The schedule also included offensive text, which when combined with everything else made us quite sorry for the convention we once loved. Thank you for taking the time to read our post.
What convention is this? Because it sounds great.
Anime St. Louis? Is that what it was?
Yes, St. Louis.
Anime St. Louis.
I'm not joking. I was just talking about the porn stuff, not the segregation. No. SakuraCon, you have open bathrooms for everyone, right? Was it SakuraCon or Comic-Con?
I thought it was Comic-Con.
Oh, was it Comic-Con? Yeah, and all the bathrooms just had a sign out front and said, I don't remember how it was worded, but it was like gender-neutral bathrooms. Mm. all of them, though.
So they said that, and then called out a cosplayer who had a couple panels. And so she goes, "I'm not sure why you're taking issue with me specifically, but the professional thing to do if you had issues with the programming that the convention was offering would have been discuss your concerns privately with the programming team. The programming schedule was available for several weeks before the convention took place. Instead, you have chosen to wait until after the convention ended to take specific aim not only at me, but of the cosplayers of color who attended my 28 Days of Black Cosplay panel, along with the LGBT+, which is not a personal life choice, cosplayers who attended my resources panel. I would love to know what specific parts of my 28 Days of Black Cosplay and or resources for LGBT cosplay panels were causing segregation at the convention, particularly since I took a specific care to note that LGBT conventions, groups, websites, and resources I mentioned were more than welcoming to allies as well. You would know this if you had attended my panels. Though I did not run any 18+ panels specifically, those are standard at just about any decently sized convention you go to these days. There's always held well after hours, clearly marked as mature to avoid confusion, and oftentimes we'll even have staff members checking IDs at the door. If programming that is diverse, inclusive, and caters to more than just one set of people is offensive to you, perhaps it's better that you find a different convention to attend. I'll be sure to publish my convention schedule on my page in the future so you can be sure to avoid any cons where I'm encouraging cosplayers of color to get involved in the hobby."
So they're having a fit that there was
a panel for...
that was very specific...
Yeah, to certain groups of people.
Towards cosplayers of color
and LGBTQ+.
And so, since that was happening, that meant there was segregation?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to...
clarify that.
Clarify it in my head. Wow.
Yeah. yeah.
That's...
Sorry, I'm trying to read all this. I think it's that... how do I go back?
Who's the cosplayer having the panel?
Her name is Princess Mentality. And I actually only saw this one because actually people I know in real life were commenting on it. That's how far out it got. So that was weird. It doesn't really make sense, like, at all. And people were just like, "I don't understand what you're saying." And then people were attacking them, saying that the only pictures they took of on their Facebook page was of white people. So then they were commenting on all the white people pictures and just saying white.
Wait, so I'm confused too about are they for or against segregation?
Against it. But they don't want panels that only include certain groups of people.
But that doesn't make any sense, because anybody can go to any panel.
Anybody can go to any panel. It's not like if you showed up to any of those panels, they'd be like, "You gotta go."
I think they want it to be, like, good, but they sound bad.
Yeah.
They sound evil.
I think that's exactly what happened. They're trying to say, cosplay is for everybody, so you shouldn't be doing things that are too specific, because then it's not for everybody. And it's like, well, it is for everybody. They wouldn't get mad if you were in there. They would be like, "Yeah, you're learning about this. Okay." Nobody was saying you have to be of this thing to go to this panel. It's just, hey, you're learning, or we're talking about it. Kevin?
Sorry. I'm just thinking, because the panel was called 28 Days of
Black
Cosplay.
Yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing.
28 Days.
It was like a hashtag, and so people were doing like...
What does it mean, though?
Oh, a different one each day?
Like, either... Oh, gosh. What? I've seen it before on, like, Instagram and stuff. So you can either post other people.
So you're promoting other people in the same race
because,
as you?
So, because there's not a lot of, like, black people doing cosplay.
Yeah.
In general.
Okay.
And so I think they want to promote it and get more people into it and not be scared just because they're black.
I see.
Well, yeah. Because, you know, you could see how if there's not enough black characters, how you'd be like...
And you don't want, you know, and some people are so mean and judge. Yeah. Some people are mean and judge, and they're like, you know, regardless of what skin color you are, they're like, "That's the wrong skin color." And it's like, who cares? Like, literally, who cares?
I know, when people are talking about, like, body type and stuff, going, you can't cosplay as that character because you're bigger or smaller than that character. And then there's people are going, well, I don't have the same skin color as that character, so I'm...
Yeah.
God, you know, there's a lot going on.
So what you're saying is that they were unintentionally being racist, or intentionally being racist, but trying to spin it off in a way that was...
I'm not saying anything. It's just, like, confusing. It's like, what are you saying? You're saying cosplays for everybody, but then people can't have a 28 Days of Black cosplayers panel? Like, what?
They also didn't like the sexy stuff.
Yeah, oh, right. And then they got mad about 18+, which was totally, like, fuck off to me. Because, like Princess Mentality said, there are, you have to show your ID, you have to have, like, a wristband to prove that you are 18+. Plus, they're always at, like, midnight, so it's not like, the little kids are gonna be, like, accidentally wandering into, like, a hentai panel.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
It feels like it's, like, and I don't want to generalize, but, like, a really Midwestern mom that's, like, that runs this thing that's, like, way overly, I don't know.
Sensitive. Yeah, what's St. Louis all about these days?
Riots? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, what's going on
over
there?
That was so last year. No,
we can't judge, we can't judge it by how we are over here. It could be completely weird over there.
It is different. I don't know.
It's a lot more diverse than we are up here.
No, but no, I mean, like, mentality about sexual things or LGBT or, anything.
It's a big city in the middle of a lot of small.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of people from small communities coming in.
That's true. You want to say that out loud? This is a Google search result. This is not Rebecca typing anything. This is Rebecca looking information about St. Louis, and go ahead and read what the fourth result is, or third.
The third result. The most racist city in America? St. Louis.
What'd you search for? St. Louis facts?
I said St. Louis, Missouri racism.
Oh, that's why it came out. I thought you just Googled about St. Louis,
I wouldn't doubt that at all. I really wouldn't doubt that at all. No. You gotta remember, St. Louis drifting towards the south a little bit, and it's, and I'm sorry if you live in St. Louis. It's not you necessarily.
Going on. You might not be.
No. It's
I'm
not.
Just saying.
We're definitely not blaming anyone in St. Louis.
Privy to it.
We're just trying to figure out why. It's just, this is one person. Or two.
Or someone who runs a cafe.
I don't know what it was.
What is it called?
They only had 200 likes. It was weird. I was like, how did you...
So they have a booth? No, I feel like you'd have to have more than 200 likes.
I couldn't figure out what they were.
One
and I was like,
cafe
what is
where
this?
They dress up in little outfits.
A little maid cafe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it's something like
that. I think
that.
They just call it Super Cosplay Cafe. It was like a
Maybe
website.
It's a group. Maybe it's a group of people.
It's, it was just weird. And it was like, do you really need to say this? And then you're calling out a cosplayer for no reason. It was so weird. And yes, we know St. Louis should not be judged on this one person because, wow. Are you looking it up now? Are you going to beat me?
Oh, yeah. We're looking it up. Super Cosmic Cafe, is that what you called it?
Yep. No, it says shop now.
Oh, man. There's not much info. Not much info on this thing.
Mm-mm. They don't really... It's not really anything. It's a website... Perfect for fans, anime, manga, video games, and more.
Super.
It's a website.
Cosplay. Oh, Super Cosplay Cafe. I was looking up Cosmic. I don't know why. Because.
Yeah. So it's just like a fan website.
This is about that cosplay. That
right. But not cos.
This is all white people on our site?
Probably. I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know.
I mean, it was just so... It was, like, it didn't make any sense because what they were saying was, like, contradicting. I don't know. Or to me, it was contradicting everything. I don't know. Here's an About Us. Let's read it. White, questionably white, and white.
Wow, you're picking up the white? Race out of this?
She asked me if they were all white.
Oh, the people that run it?
Yeah. So I was answering. There's a lot of people...
That are part of this group?
Yeah. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people?
I think it's just a group, because they sell, so their shop is an eBay shop, and they sell. Alright, yeah.
Anyways.
Anyways.
It was dumb and silly and people have panels and they have panels and anybody can go to any panel they want to. It's not like they were saying, no, you can't do it. She was just doing panels.
Yeah. About specific groups of people. About,
yeah. And there's panels like that all the time. It's not like anything what? New. How many times have I seen, like, at SakuraCon or even Anime Expo or anywhere, like, an LGBT, like, help panel? All the time. And, like, who cares? Do you care? No. You go, do I want to go to that panel? Maybe, maybe not. Blah, blah, blah. And then you go on with your fucking life.
Maybe this podcast is too neutral and we should be more aggressive and take a stance. And be like, no on LGBT topics.
I think someone's gonna pull that one clip, and everybody's gonna hate you.
That's fine.
I know they're probably gonna pull a clip where I said this convention sounds great.
And cut out. St. Louis is the most racist city in America.
You know what? I bet we could Google any big city and that would come up. New York, most racist city in America. Like how much? Like. You can Google like any city. It's like top best cities to live in, and they're all different.
The web internet's.
Oh, Rebecca's looking up.
Like BuzzFeed shit or something.
Yeah, BuzzFeed articles. 41 and 51
articles about St. Louis. Yeah, I think none of us care enough. Like when we're at conventions, like we don't get like offended by shit. I think
that's your white privilege kicking in.
Is that, oh God.
There's a test on BuzzFeed. You can answer some questions and see how privileged you are.
See how privileged I am?
Yeah.
I'm just rubbing my nose on
you
the microphone now.
And you're like blowing air into it, so it's all like jacked up. So I'm sorry, people that can't hear Holly. Are you that upset about this whole thing?
No, I'm not upset. I think I just don't care. And then maybe because I don't care, it's awful.
Well, you don't care in the sense that...
Is this
that...
a roundabout? Like, I can't win?
No.
You're not affected about it every day.
Right. It doesn't...
Your lack of caring is because you don't care what people do. If people want to do it, let them do it. That's what you
feel. If they want to have a panel, have a fucking panel. Now, what panel would offend me?
Well, yeah, you don't feel underrepresented.
Exactly. Because,
with the panel selections.
What panel? I don't think they're... Like, I'm trying to send one that would be, like, attacking.
Attacking you?
Or,
specifically.
Not
your
me.
Beliefs?
Yeah, my beliefs, but I don't know, like...
People need to give a fuck panel.
Hey!
You shouldn't have to give a fuck.
And give no fucks. Whoa. That offends me that they had this panel. I will not go to this convention. It's segregation about people who don't give a fuck.
Versus who do.
Who do give a fuck.
Yeah. It's a hard topic to talk about, but I agree with Princess Mentality. Is that her name? I'm sorry. Yes. Those people were weird and made no sense.
What if they were unintentionally doing it? That's what I'm worried about, is because, like, I was looking at the list of people that work there and they all seem kind of young, so it's...
Oh, I'm sure they were trying to be all open and be like, it should be for everybody, blah, 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 blah. But it just came off as weird. And, like, so many people were yelling at them, and they were writing back to everybody and just making it worse.
Really? Okay.
So you need to be like, I'm sorry we said that. It came out weird. I'm sorry for calling out a cosplayer, literally.
Yeah, we're just trying to be how everyone else is right now on the internet, and it made it seem super racist. I'm sorry.
It was the most, weirdest backfire.
But maybe that's what they needed, right? Now everybody's heard of this super cosplay.
Cosmic Cafe.
Cosmic Cafe.
There you go.
Giving them the wrong.
Yes.
Anyways, do your...
Yes. Do my what?
Mid-roll.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the 68th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. If you'd like to support Elite Cosplay, you can do so by visiting our affiliate page.
Send money.
You can do that as well.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But EliteCosplay.com/Amazon. If you visit that link or that URL, it'll take you to Amazon.com in the United States with our affiliate code. And any purchases you make using our affiliate code gives us a small kickback. Those small kickbacks go to help make more video content for you. If you'd also like to support us directly, you can purchase one of our shirts at elitecosplay.com/shop. We have 2 shirts right now. We have a few more in the works coming down relatively soon.
Yes, if you...
I've seen evidence.
Yeah, well, last week we did have a little poll going on we had a couple designs that we couldn't pick, so one was chosen. So that's exciting. We're still tweaking it and stuff, but thank you for those who also have purchased a shirt. Very much, we appreciate it a lot. Hearts.
Yes. Yes. So
elitecosplay.com/Amazon for Amazon, or elitecosplay.com/shop for us. And
yes. Hot.
And Rebecca says send money.
Send me a check.
Just send me cash.
Send me a bank account.
A burrito.
Send me a bank account.
I'll keep track of the money.
I take care
Don't
of it.
Don't have to worry.
I accept Chipotle gift cards as well.
Oh my god, I think Kevin, if someone said Kevin at Chipotle gift card, he would be like, oh. He'd probably die.
I'd die.
You killed Kevin. If you went there and you died.
Oh, right, you get sick.
Because of their meat or something. I haven't been back since that whole thing.
Really?
We've been a couple times.
They sent out the free coupons.
Yeah, we got a free burrito.
I didn't get that.
I think you threw it away by accident.
Probably if you throw everything away.
Okay, so the last dramatic thing that happened this week has to do with Santa Fe Comic Con. This was also on my Facebook, and also Cynthia also sent me this one as well, or sent me an article to it. So thank you again, Cynthia. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
This was the one that happened kind of more last week instead of this week, but I was still seeing it pop around, so it's still clearly relevant or something.
Okay.
So I will read what Santa Fe Comic Con posted to their Facebook, and then we'll talk about it a little bit, and then we'll go further, I think.
Okay.
So, Santa Fe Comic-Con wrote, "Cosplayer. Dear Santa Fe Comic-Con, I am a cosplayer from the Midwest with 20,000 likes on Facebook. Would you fly me out, put me in a hotel, and give me a table per diem? Santa Fe Comic-Con. Sorry, we don't pay to bring on cosplayers. We like to develop our own local talent. I can give you a table if you will market us on your site and sell $200 worth of tickets for us."
Well, okay, hold on. What's going on here?
This is the conversation. So the first one...
Who posted this conversation?
Santa Fe Comic Con.
So this is from
on
their perspective?
Facebook.
Okay, so from Santa Fe Comic Con's perspective.
On their Facebook,
okay.
Yes. "Cosplayer, how am I supposed to make any money if I have to pay all my own expenses? Santa Fe Comic Con. Are we family or something?" So that's what they posted, that they... conversation, which is probably severely altered.
Right, it's their interpretation of what the
conversation was. I don't know who the cosplayer is. I was trying to figure it out, and then I gave up. I don't know if that article that Cynthia sent us tells us who the cosplayer is.
You're downgraded to just treasurer of Snoop Town now.
Because
couldn't figure it out.
Because I was on my couch and I said, "Do I care enough?"
You gotta give a fuck occasionally.
It was hard because there was so much drama. I can't give fucks. I can't give them.
Oh my god.
All the fucks are gone. I don't think this article talks about the...
Not useful to know.
It's not. Oh, I was seeing if she would, or I don't know why I'm assuming it's a she. They would give their perspective on it, which would probably just end up being really catty back and forth.
Is a 20,000 like Facebook cosplayer someone who usually gets?
That's pretty high
this stuff?
Up there. That's a lot of likes.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. I don't know personally. Yeah, I've known some 20,000 that gets featured at conventions.
But they get everything paid for?
I think they get flown out or hotel comps
or something like that.
Yeah, that's what... So, yeah, if a cosplayer's a guest, typically they will get, flown out.
Yeah,
Yeah, and then they'll... I think they have to do, a panel there as well. I don't think they can just be there. I think they have to do something
there.
No,
she's usually advertising something.
Right, So... It's not weird to me that a cosplayer would reach out to a thing and be like, "I'm interested in being a guest." And the convention can take it from there and be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, we can't," or "We're not interested," and do it privately and let that happen and go away.
Yeah.
Instead, they posted a modified version of their conversation with this cosplayer and basically shamed cosplayers for even bothering to ask them. To be a guest.
Yeah, I think the theme today are businesses with bad PR reps or something.
Yeah.
There's how do you respond to things, you know?
There's zero PR. These are just people who start something.
We're kind of going up business size. And yeah. It's kind of like when you get to a certain level, you have to be very
right. This is probably the conversation that the guy that runs the Facebook page had. He didn't even run it by anyone. He probably got the message and was like, "What?" And just caught. I'm just gonna post this on Facebook.
Yeah,
because I run the social media site.
No good.
So, I'm 18. I run social media.
Yeah,
for this company.
He rules the world, man.
Who?
I'm just saying.
We're making fun of this guy. Santa Fe convention thingy is big.
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Hey, hang on. Let me just read some of the comments.
Okay. Sorry.
And we can talk and or not talk because I don't just, give a fuck.
No. We're just gonna listen to Holly talk this whole podcast.
Sorry, it's because I'm reading all these things.
How about I read these ones?
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Okay.
So the first comment back, apparently, I don't know, Holly's. This is all out of context. So while I understand why you guys wouldn't give this cosplayer table and a room, I think making fun of someone in public on a public business page isn't really a wise thing to do. Cheers. Sorry, that's how I interpret people talk.
No, that's cheers.
Yeah, that was
that.
Santa Fe Comic Con. Who's making fun? Sorry, I'm adding
flexion to this. Yeah, I really like it. You
Holly was a little.
I do it so neutral.
Yeah, Holly's a little neutral.
I don't care.
Who's making fun? I'm making the convention public so I can stop having it. Wait, I'm making the conversation public so I can stop having it. The number of times this happens is ridiculous. We want to give our local cosplayers the most exposure we can, and we can't do that if we give all our donated tables to cosplayers of far-off lands. Besides, we don't include names, so how do you know who... Wait, we don't include names, so who? How is this making fun? I still think your tone is incredibly mocking. You could simply state, sorry guys, we're unable to pay for you to bring your cosplay guests out at this time, instead of being snarky, but hey, you do you. I'll stick to the cons that aren't rude on public pages. We'll miss you. We'd probably offend you another way, so maybe it's for the best. Wow, this guy, whoever runs this, or person, female, identifies as something.
You can say this person, yes.
This person is quite snarky.
Yeah. And she said, or the cosplayer said they were from the Midwest, which is not near Santa Fe, but it's also not that far.
Yeah, but it's still expensive. Like, if I was a business and...
Do you want to read more? Because I have...
Oh, how many more do you have? There's an underlined one with a circle.
Why don't you read this one with the circle? Because this is someone else on Imgur that I just copied their pictures. This is not me circling shit. This is someone else.
So you want me to read the circle one? That's
why don't
else
you read a little bit? Don't you have to have context? I don't know.
blah, blah, blah. Okay. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with supporting local talent. It just seems really tacky to post your comments about overly sexual models. Doesn't help. Okay, that's a weird sentence. But yeah, okay, fine. So they're talking about... that. If you can't see why you shouldn't be framing your social media comments that way, then you shouldn't be surprised if you see a dip in registration this year. I really doubt that's going to happen. Picking and choosing your guests is a prerogative as a convention. Airing your dirty laundry and criticizing the people who tell you it's dirty is a huge faux pas. That should cost, and that will cost you money. Whatever. It will make no sense to talk trash on one group to build up another one when your business who's trying to make as much money and attract as many people as possible, or as many guests as possible. Which group am I talking trash about? Oh, this is Santa Fe Comic Con responding. What group am I talking trash about? It's obvious that the only way to make people happy is to say nothing at all. Yes. That's exactly how you're supposed
literally
to handle it as a business.
Can we learn from Thumper from the movie Bambi?
And those people who don't receive replies from us, it's not because we have nothing good to say. It's just sometimes we forget to reply. Just saying.
I reply mostly.
Hope my silence doesn't offend. Over-sexualized models are one thing. Are the ones asking for modeling flights and wearing leggings from online stores, placing no creativeness into the process. Oh man, this person. Creativeness into the process, hoping that their physical appearance alone will convince a convention to support you over a local model.
Is this the convention talking?
Yeah.
So the girl who wanted to be flown in was a real sexy cosplayer?
I mean, we don't know who it is.
There was a bit in the article that Cynthia sent me that they... It's because the article is called... No. There was something about sexy, but I couldn't find it. And that's what that first comment that you read was alluding to.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's,
maybe it could be that this person doesn't see the, what the person's dressing up as cosplay. Maybe.
Yeah, they just don't like the cosplay, maybe.
Yeah, it could be just something like a One Piece or a... What are those called? The four-way stretch suits? It's just, like, the most simple
things. This is what they said. I'll just read a chunker, and I'll try to do it with inflections like Kevin did. The point of posting this back and forth was to show support for our locals and alert those entitled hot chicks with in almost no clothes that because some other show paid to be graced with their presence, we are not more excited about them than, say, Girls of Geek, Ashi Kai, or LaDonna, who hail from our great community. They're all getting paid to do other shows in other lands, but for us who help them get a foothold, they appear to support their fans.
So the fact that they say other lands a lot...
I know, it's
lot,
so it's, weird.
That's a very it's weird so thing to weird. Say. It's so weird.
That twice that came out.
Yeah.
So she's not from Egypt.
We're also, like, not in the 1800s
right.
where we can't travel very fast and you just call shit other lands because it's so fucking far away. What? Like, someone can take a 2-hour plane ride to Santa Fe. It's fine.
Other lands.
That's so weird.
So it makes me feel like this is an older person. Because that language isn't something that we use today.
Or it's a person who does not talk to people every day.
I don't know. Why would you stick that person in charge of your Facebook account?
Why would you stick
I
a really old person who
put
says
them
other
in
lands?
Charge of it? Because they're pretty bad.
It's just so bad. It's what? Yeah.
It's no, just see, quiet. It's an old person because it's like they're too sexy. They're not here for you know.
This whole podcast has a theme. Like Rebecca said, it's just all about bad Facebook PR.
Bad, poor communication.
Yeah. What the fuck? Like, you just gotta keep shit to yourself. And sometimes you really, like, when you
this
get
is,
mad...
Oh, actually, the theme is, I don't give a fuck.
Should we play that Big Sean song? Yes. Okay, put it this way. And if you think I'm talking about you, I'm not. I promise.
Kevin You're talking I, about me, aren't you?
Kevin and
yes.
I get things, emails of the same wording, like, a lot. But we don't... We just reply to them. We're just like, hey, this is the situation, blah, 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 blah. We reply, and it's fine. We don't go on our Facebook and go, God, why do we get all these emails about blank, blank, and just calling you out? Because, no, who cares? Mm-hmm. Other people don't know that someone else has already asked this question 50 times.
No, wow, that's kind of mean, Holly. We should probably cut that out.
What?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, everybody. I'm just kidding.
Because it wasn't mean.
No,
it's just
it wasn't.
A thing that happens, and you can't... Because he's basically getting mad because, quote, hot girls with no clothes keep contacting them about...
Who gets upset about that?
An old person. You see? There's no morals! What happened to the church?
They just don't know, man.
Everybody from these far-off Midwest lands.
Yeah.
God. Like, okay, there's a small point that I get. You want to promote local talent.
Right. That's the
That's the small
point. I
feel
like that's what
that is fine and that is great that you want to support local Santa Fe cosplayers who probably get overlooked because they don't have 20,000 likes. I think that's great. But everything else you said was fucking shit.
I know. It went too far. Like, he's like, oh, sorry, we're going to turn away these other cosplayers because we want to promote
local talent.
Yeah,
and you emailed that cosplayer and you said, I'm sorry, we can offer you this. This is what we can offer you. It's not something we do normally, blah, 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 blah.
This podcast has now turned into a business communications class.
Oh, boy. Business. It's not even 101. It's like sub 101. Business.
Yeah.
Just reply to emails nicely. I'm just like...
A lot of these podcasts...
I feel tired reading these.
I was going to say, a lot of these are you sighing or breathing into the microphone.
Sorry. Okay, I'll just be back here.
Oh, now you got a head high. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. It's just whoever's in charge of that Facebook account should not be in charge of that Facebook account.
I think we've said that about all three things we've done.
Well, I mean, who is
Please
it?
Please, best
Cosbox, whoever designed that logo... Don't design that logo again. Or that.
Oh, that picture with the Arda's logo on it. Yeah, that was just a flub, I would call. Yeah. The rest of it is like, why are you speaking?
Yes.
I think
Maybe.
Not in terms of Santa Fe, but in general. I think by trying not to offend everybody, we start offending people. Not us, sorry, just in general people. Yeah,
sure.
You're trying to be so PC that you flip around and do the opposite.
Sure. Exactly. Maybe that's what Elite Cosplay should turn into, is a cosplay consulting communications firm. Social media management firm.
I
want to
write this Facebook post. No. You will not be writing that Facebook post. I have taken access from your Facebook page for 24 hours. Please calm down.
Oh my god.
And it's let me see. You guys talk for a second. I've been talking a lot.
Oh.
Well, you've been reading things. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
We don't get to talk much because somebody dominates the conversation around here.
Well, she's still talking.
She tells us to talk, and she's still talking over us.
I got stuff to bring up. I want to talk about things like how it was raining a little bit earlier, but now it's not anymore.
You think it's going to rain the rest of the day? Do you want it to rain the rest of the day? It's fucking May.
I want it to get shit together. Yeah.
Shake your fist at nature. Get your shit together, Seattle.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are lost without me.
No, we have plenty to talk about.
Hey.
Did you dye your hair recently?
No.
No.
I haven't.
You haven't? What happened to the yellow? It was yellow.
Yeah, and then I went to blonde a while back now I'm just going to be normal blonde. To blend in with people.
You don't want
to
go pink?
No.
Or red?
I don't want to be easily identified by the authorities.
Is there a reason for that?
No.
No illegal crimes?
No.
Okay.
I think Santa Fe Comic Con deleted their Facebook.
Really?
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Crimes.
I found one, but it's not the right one, and they're very nice on their Facebook.
What are you doing?
What if they just changed the logo?
Oh, maybe not. For all of you telling me how I should act on my business page, please first understand this is my favorite movie of all time. If this doesn't sway with you a little understanding, nothing will. And it's Napoleon Dynamite.
Wait, it's a clip
of Napoleon Dynamite.
That's what clip, though?
It's the last at the very end. It says end song.
Anyway.
That's weird.
That doesn't seem to relate to anything. Maybe he has social anxiety and has a difficult time talking to people.
I have social anxiety.
I also have social anxiety.
Do you see me writing crazy, weird things on Facebook?
Yes.
Oh, well, never mind then. Everybody just disregard everything I ever said. Anyways.
Yes.
That was all I had today, guys. What do you have?
We were talking about the weather, if you didn't notice.
Oh, wow, that was really great. I'm glad all our podcast listeners truly appreciate that.
People need to be in our lives. That's why they listen to these.
Yeah,
they want to hear what we think about and talk about.
Okay.
And if you'd like to hear more about what we think about and talk about, feel free to ask us questions. Oh, Lynn said he sent us questions.
Lynn said he did ask us questions.
See, these are the things that you have to have talk it out to think about it.
Right?
If you have any questions for us, well, in the meantime, I'm always looking these up, you can email them to info@leecosplay. You can address me, Kevin, Rebecca, or Holly. Specifically, feel free to ask us anything. Almost anything. I don't make personal appearances.
Lynn City.
I'm not that important.
You do in the bedroom. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
I need another popper for that.
I know. I ran my hand under the table looking for
trying to find my popper stash?
Yeah. As I suspected, they weren't taped to the bottom.
Okay, this one was, though, because where do you think I got it? Because
I already said where I think you got it from.
I was hands-free for a while.
Yeah.
And then I whipped it out.
You got yourself that secret pocket.
I apologize, Lancetti. Lancetti sent us the link for the DIY Warbler that we talked about.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
So we'll have to look at that. A lot of it is links that I didn't read. I'm sorry. Lancetti is talking about pattern paper.
Yes.
Another thing you can try is butcher paper. Trace the pattern on butcher paper.
Yeah.
For patterns you'll be using on a regular basis.
Yeah. Adam Savage does it on craft paper. And then we just watched another episode of him, and he has a guy that's making him a Apollo space mission, and he does his on chipboard.
Yeah, it's but because he makes lots of those,
He makes multiple. So
of the same pattern over and over again,
So chipboard is very durable, so if you make a lot of those, you can...
Yeah, I guess if you're selling something, you could do it on chipboard.
Chipboard is like, 16th inch, you can get it from hardware stores.
Lanzetti has one question, and it's, how's work on the costumes for the challenge coming?
0%. 0%. But have you made a decision on what you guys are doing?
No.
No.
So -1% then.
Wow.
Rebecca's sad. She's ashamed.
She's like a puppy that you looked at and said, you peed on the floor, didn't you?
Booped with a newspaper or something.
You booped with a newspaper.
And now she's sad. Rebecca, you have anything to say?
No.
Sorry for disappointing you, Lindsay. That's all. All
right.
That's all. That's it, folks. All
right.
So thanks for hanging out with us in our drama-filled Facebook bad PR episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. If you'd like to support us, you can go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon, do some shopping, we get a kickback, or elitecosplay.com/shop, where you can buy cool t-shirts.
Send money
or Chipotle gift cards.
Yes. You can also bring up more topics if you feel like you want to hear. Yes.
And thank you to Cynthia for sending those two things to me. It's very much appreciated. No, she super is on it.
Oh, yes. You can send any topics you want to info@elitecosplay.com, and we'll try to bring them up when we can.
Or questions or anything. Or YouTube comments are fine as well.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.